Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. And as this show begins, I invite you to take a very deep, calming breath into your diaphragm and a slow, easy exhale to release anything that is on your mind, to let go of anything you don't want to carry right now. We are moving through a beautiful cycle of release, and I find it incredibly important to take these intentional breaths any chance we can. So let's begin the show by having gratitude for everything that is in front of us right now, for noticing all of our blessings, all of our gifts, everything that we have the power to create and share in the world, and also a return to your inner confidence. Because all of us have a huge well of confidence that we can become detached from at times. And I invite you to feel into that energy, to really own that right now, to own your power, to own your gifts, to own your energy. Again, it's important to focus on this quality. Just as we focus on gratitude, we focus on confidence, we focus on courage, we focus on all these aspects of ourselves that always exist, but we can become detached from them or forget about them. I'm sharing this with you as we start this show because I just had a client who needed to move through this exercise. She was feeling worn out, tired, slightly defeated, and she just needed to call back her own energy, call back these parts of herself that she had become disconnected with, and I feel that's incredibly important right now. It is June 10th, 2014, and regardless of when you are listening to this show, whether it is live or as a podcast or recording, it's important to know that all energies support you in all ways now. And today's show is going to look into this energy even more. We're talking about why consciousness is not New Age stuff. And I wrote that headline a little bit tongue-in-cheek because New Age information and teaching has been incredibly valuable. It's offered us a lot of information. But I want to make sure you see how consciousness takes you further on your journey, takes you further into yourself, into the vastness and hugeness of your energy. And that is actually something that New Age teachings does not always do. So I'm going to talk about the two, talk about consciousness and talk about New Age, talk about how they are similar and how they are different, how each one is vital, and how they can support you in your life. This is a bonus episode. I'm calling this an intro series episode because I know that many people are coming to this information with a lot of questions, trying to understand, trying to get a grip on more of this. And I appreciate you listening. I appreciate your time. You can find out more about me on my website, consciouscoolchic.com. I am a best-selling author. I've released 5 books to date. I am an intuitive astrologer who has connected with clients in over 20 countries. I am a spiritual teacher who focuses on empowering you to understand these bigger concepts. And I have been on this path, this spiritual journey, since 2002. That is when I had my very first spiritual awakening. And I've had multiple spiritual awakenings. I think that's important to know. You don't just have one. You know, there are multiple ways to awaken, continually awaken into more of who you are. It seems that that first one is a new threshold. That first spiritual awakening is often significant. And then as you continue on your exploration of spiritual teachings, of belief systems, you venture further into new areas of discovery. And for many people, they continue into other spiritual realms, such as spiritual channeling, cosmic studies, paranormal studies, galactic connections. This is true if you have heard the term starseed. It's also true for anyone who has traced their lineage back beyond the human DNA. And all of that I know is more advanced, but I want to give you perspective that this, there's a lot of information here. There's a lot of information for you to explore. So follow your passion. Follow your curiosities. Follow what empowers you and that you feel a resonance with in your being, in your beingness, meaning it can't be explained by the mind, it's just that feeling. And there are wonderful books and resources and teachers out there who have information to share with you. And so it's important to know that studying and or understanding consciousness is evolving. And in fact, there isn't simply one definition of consciousness. I do share with you one succinct definition on consciouscoolchic.com, just a way to break it down into simple terms, which is consciousness is the spiritual understanding that you are a powerful, energetic being in a physical body with the ability to intentionally direct your energy, thoughts, emotions, and perspective to higher levels of awareness. Everything around us has consciousness. Every person is a spark of consciousness. Every experience holds levels of consciousness within it. And so you can see how this quickly escalates and evolves into a whole new world. It's like doorways fling open and things open up in your mind because you start to see everything around you from a higher perspective. And with consciousness, as you raise your energy, as you become more conscious in your life, you start to see your own mastery. You start to own your own energy more fully. You understand how everything is a gift. Everything is a connection to greater love. You also have greater responsibility for yourself, your thoughts, your emotions, everything that composes you. So when we talk about consciousness, it's broad. It's a giant world, and there have been numerous teachers that have explored these concepts, specifically Ram Dass, Carl Jung, even Joseph Campbell contributed. These are all men who have offered us new ways of understanding ourselves, have spoken to us in ways that have resonated with our being, with our intellect, and our logical self. And now we are entering through a new doorway, a new gateway to understanding ourselves even more. And this is where I want to decipher between consciousness and New Age, because I believe that for many who have identified as light workers, star seeds, indigos, crystals, many of these individuals have a different energy signature, meaning you're composed of energies that make you different, where you could have felt like the misfit or the black sheep or the weird one or the odd man out all your life. And that's because you are part of the global shift to higher consciousness. You are a pioneer. You are a way shower. You are someone who is here to open humanity up to new ways of understanding themselves with consciousness, with love. In a previous episode, I described what is awakening, what is consciousness, and I described a little bit more about what it means to be a light worker. And so I would invite you to listen to that previous episode that I believe it aired in early June 2014, and it's part of the intro series. If these terms are new to you, please listen to that show, so I won't go into them here. Rather, I want to focus on that we are moving into a next phase of humanity's growth. And it's similar to staircase, climbing a staircase, where we go on one step and then we go up to the next step. Now, this isn't actually how we learn, which is a funny thing. We actually are participating in a spiral of energy. A spiral of energy that swirls and turns and is unique to person, to each person's learning pace, to their interests, to their choices, to their speed. So, for example, you learn in your own way, on your own timeline, based on your free will choices. And although we like to think of it as a staircase, which for teaching purposes is easy to explain, we are actually a spiral, meaning we're part of an energetic paradigm that is always moving, and it's not linear. And there have been teachers before us who have opened us up to this understanding of the spiral, who open us up to understanding how vast we are, yet our human minds will grasp for the linear logical understanding. I describe this more in my book, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. Talk about the spiral and the elevator. Talk about the different types of consciousness that are on the planet now. So you can get more information about that, about these topics from that book. What we're looking at here is that the spiral we are collectively on is opening us up to understanding ourselves as energetic beings, and that we are moving and growing beyond what New Age has taught us. So let's take a look at that. So the New Age movement has been incredibly important in our spiritual growth. For many people, it has been a new way to understand themselves away from traditional religion. It has been a way to look at how certain concepts can be broader than what we thought they could be. New Age is typically all about self-help and usually calls in psychology terms and concepts. The New Age movement is a Western spiritual movement, and it really started out strongly in the late 20th century. You could trace it back to the 50s and 60s. And it's been incredibly important because I can tell you that for me, it opened me up to a ton of information that I couldn't find elsewhere. It's been a very valuable resource, and it will continue to be. So don't get me wrong. It will continue to have value and support people on their growth, and that's perfect. But I feel that there are many of you who are looking for more, and you're looking for what's next. And I want to offer an understanding that you can feel connected to and supported with. Now, every spiritual teaching has different tangents and has different connections. And there are definitely overlaps between some of the terminologies of the New Age movement and consciousness, such as, you know, spirit guides and archangels. For some people, you might think of, say, even some of the terminologies I used earlier, the indigo children, or anything to do with spirit guides all falls under New Age. And I believe that's true in terms of the overlap. But what I want to offer is that I feel that the limitations of New Age, of the New Age movement, is becoming more clear to those of us who are becoming more brave. And so what do I mean by that? There is a tendency within New Age communities to focus on the good, the wonderful, your power and the affirmations and intentions and all of these parts of yourself that feel good, that support your power, that support your connection to your power. But what I find lacking is that the New Age can keep things surfacey. The New Age movement can only focus on affirmations or only focus on intentions, but it doesn't focus on shadow energy. It will vilify the ego. It can oftentimes make anything lesser in you something to ignore or to not look at. And this is one of the ways that consciousness is different from New Age. So let's take a look at how people usually come to New Age in order to explain my purpose, or excuse me, my point here. Most people start to become curious about something in their lives. They hear that they have spirit guides, or they're curious about astrology or numerology, or they see tarot, or there's something that sparks their curiosity, and so they pursue it. And often the first time you come to a new teaching is because it has a component to it that makes you feel good. It has something powerful. It reminds you of your power. It can help alleviate stress and anything that's holding you back in your life. It's almost like this insurgence of remembering who you really are and understanding how powerful you are, even during situations in life that can make you feel powerless. So you come to New Age information because you're ready to grow. You have curiosities. You want to explore. You want to know that you have angels supporting you. You want to know that you are connected to the cosmos, or you just want to know yourself better. You want to know your astrology chart, or you want to know what messages or potentials can happen for you. And so is where there can be an unconscious, I'm going to say addiction, to feeling good, which then creates fear around feeling bad, or fear that I'm not powerful enough, or the fact that you're saying, if I just say enough affirmations, nothing bad, quote unquote, will happen to me. If I keep my intentions positive, they will create a barrier of negative energy entering my life. What happens is there is such a focus on the good, on love, light, and bliss. It actually prevents you from owning your true power. And I've had a fellow astrologer refer to this. She refers to this as the New Age princess. That person who is only focused on going to be positive all the time. I'm never going to be sad. I'm not going to allow myself to feel anything bad. It's like focus on only the quote-unquote positive good stuff, because that is your power, because that is demonstrating that you are in control of your energy and you know everything there is to know about working with affirmations and intentions, and comes what develops is a huge blind spot. Because the human experience is filled with a variety of experiences. It's a continuum of energies. It's a continuum of feelings, thoughts, emotions, interactions with other people. It isn't only the love, light, and bliss. And I love the terminology of a New Age princess, because I think I can say that I was one for a while. I am a reformed New Age princess, because something changes. And this is my passion, my friends, so I tend to get really excited talking about this. What happens is that you meet more of yourself. You meet your unconscious self. You meet your unconscious energies, often through your shadow. You meet your fears. You meet the judgments you hold about other people. You meet the parts of yourself that you didn't ever want to look at, but you meet these parts of yourself with courage and confidence. You meet your shadow. You meet all of you, all of you. So you're no longer staying focused on what feels good, or staying focused on only having positive experiences in life, which frankly is not even realistic. When you become more conscious, you become braver, because you see that you can face and look at all of you and love it all. And therefore, you don't have to only focus on keeping things positive and happy and light, you move into loving all of yourself. You love your ego when it flares up. You love your shadow side when it emerges. You love your inner warrior or the part of you that holds certain judgments, or you essentially own all of your human self. And that is your power. That is your conscious power. That's where you say, I can deal with anything in my life. I am not in denial about what might be deemed lower energies or lesser expressions. And this is how you truly own all of you. And as Carl Jung says, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. And I find that what happens with New Age intentions is that there can be this misunderstood intention of only focusing on good, because then you're creating good energy and you're creating positive energy and you're tapping into more joy in your life. And that can all be true, absolutely. But a truly powerful person can look at both sides of the coin, can love and heal their inner duality, and will not judge themselves having a shadow for knowing who they are in all ways. I think it's interesting because as I've worked with consciousness and have implemented it regularly into my life, it can bring you deeper into your own wisdom. It is a highly personal journey. And it is something that you strengthen within yourself that requires less external acknowledgement and approval. It's a highly individual process. That is not for everyone, because I understand the importance of community at certain phases of your spiritual journey. You need community. You need groups of people who understand and support you. You need those connections and other people who say, I understand, I get it, I've been there too. That's absolutely important. But at the same time, consciousness does involve going it alone at times, going it alone, being in your own energy, dealing with sticky situations on your own. That's how mastery occurs. Mastery won't occur in groups. It occurs within you. And there are great movies out there that demonstrate this, such as The Lord of the Rings. And we look at Frodo and how he must go and get the ring and throw it in the, I'm forgetting the name of the place that he has to take the ring. But he has to go on that journey, parts of that journey, by himself. He has his friend, Sam, but then they become disconnected, and he has to venture forward on his own. And this is another aspect of developing your consciousness, is that it is a solo journey at times. There is no safety in numbers. It's safety within. And that's where you're courageous and brave, and that's where you stretch yourself more than you ever know. And Joseph Campbell shares this as well in his Hero's Journey descriptions. And it's by being in your own energy that you really connect with your own gifts. And then those are the gifts you bring back to offer the community, to offer the group. And so a part of consciousness is you aren't connected with external support systems, but you're developing your internal. And that's where muscles and growth truly happens. And some of the strongest people you'll meet have done that. So with consciousness, we're talking about diving into your shadow self. We're talking about loving all aspects of yourself, owning all aspects of yourself. And if you don't do this, something that happens unconsciously is something called shadow projection. Shadow projection is when you don't own your shadow and you project it onto other people. This happens a lot. I've seen this happening. In fact, I would say I've seen this happening a lot in the past 2 months, where people aren't owning when they're feeling, say, judgment or competitiveness, or they're feeling fears, or they're wondering if they're good enough or if they're valuable. They aren't owning it, and so they toss it onto someone else. They take that shadow and they project it. It's easier to label someone else with that shadow title instead of owning it within yourself. And I'll be honest, my friends, that is some of the hardest work to do. In fact, I was just speaking with one of my dearest, favorite people in the world last week, and I was talking to her about something that was happening in my life. And it was through our conversation, I remembered, oh my gosh, you're right, I'm not owning this. That's why it's bothering me, is because I'm not owning it. And I started to own it, and I said yes, the shadow energy that was coming up within me, and it changed. It all changed. And so we forget these things, and that's what's interesting too, is that once you learn and practice, you know this information, quote unquote, you know it, but we can forget it. And so it's vitally important to keep this practice of consciousness alive within you, to look at how you can love yourself more. And for many of you who are listening, you are pioneers. We are all doing this together. We are offering new information. We are really passionate about contributing this information to those who want it. And together is how we are expanding consciousness around the planet and within ourselves. Your lifetime will lead to higher levels of consciousness as you stay committed to these practices and to this standing of yourself. And another quote I love by Carl Jung is, one does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. And so when you are living with a mindset of consciousness, of awareness, of presence, you are aware of how there will be new opportunities to bring something from the dark, some shadow aspect of yourself to the light. And you do so with love. You do so one way that the consciousness area is different than New Age stuff. You know, we're not idealizing or saying that everything has to feel good. Not everything has to feel good. Doesn't that just sound naive? Really? Everything has to feel good? When your mother dies? When someone hits you? When someone insults you? That doesn't feel good. that's not realistic. And then you place these unrealistic expectations on yourself, and you think, why can't I feel good? Why can't I just say a positive affirmation and make this all better? Because it's not real. It's understanding that our human journey is composed of many energies, and that there's a broad spectrum of energies, and that in your lifetime you will probably feel and connect to different points on that spectrum. And when we talk about bringing shadow energies to the light and owning it and understanding that there is gold in those energies, it takes you to a new level of power. And it returns you to yourself, and it enforces your self-mastery. It is an amazing process, and I think that consciousness it's a brave practice. It takes courage and confidence. You might wobble at times. You might feel unsteady, especially when you're dealing with deeper emotions. When you're dealing with grief, depression, sadness, hurt, judgment, what you want to do is simply become that observer of this aspect of yourself and to love this aspect of yourself. And I actually offer you help with that through a free ebook on my website. It's a 44-page book that is about returning to your self-love, and it gives you some practical ways to practice spiritual self-care, specifically if you're an empath, specifically if you have felt different than others, specifically if you want to feel stronger in your energy. You know, it can be scary to look at some of this stuff, but it's actually your greatest power. It connects you to your greatest power. And it's how you become your own hero and your own heroine is because you're owning all of you. And that's a way that consciousness is different than New Age stuff, because with the New Age stuff, it can be a bit like, don't look at that, you know, don't look at the jealousy. Don't look at envy. Don't look at anything that makes you feel bad about yourself. Look at what makes you feel good about yourself. Well, you know, then you're missing out on some real gold if you don't look at all of you, all of your energy. Understand that you have support for expanding your consciousness. You have support in human form and in spiritual form. You have timing on your side, meaning you are doing this in the most perfect way right now. And you're doing it in the most perfect way for yourself. And I, frankly, am grateful to be connecting with you at this time. I appreciate your presence. I appreciate your interest in this. Because this is an incredible doorway to walk through. And what you'll find is that there will come a time when more and more people will start discussing more of their shadow experiences. And I can share with you from my book, The Art of Trapeze, this memoir, is that I actually struggled at first with sharing parts of my consciousness journey, because I know the world can be judgmental and critical and that people will have their experiences, and yet I shared my story with my eyes wide open. I knew what I was putting out into the world. I knew it could be misunderstood, or that people wouldn't get it, or that you know, negative things could be said or what have you. Because in the story, I'm very open and I share with you the emotional intense times. And I share with you the emotional highs and the wonderful things I manifested and what I created. And then I shared with you some of that inner process. But that was all very intentional. Everything in that book is highly intentional. Because life is about continual energy circles. And so we create and we experience and we surrender and we let go and we clear out in order for the next experience to come in. And so a part of what I share with you is the life cycle of an experience, the life cycle of creating a dream and how within that dream there is a certain level of consciousness and opportunities. And when you grow beyond that dream, when you grow beyond that energy of consciousness, you then release it, surrender, let it go, and you create a new dream at a new level of consciousness. And frankly, this isn't something that a lot of people are sharing right now. And so when I put this out there, I did so with a lot of confidence and courage, knowing that people like you would be open to it and you would get it. Someone like you who is also a pioneer, who also wants to experience the vastness of your own energy, that it is for a specific audience who is also passionately excited about leading humanity to new levels of understanding about themselves. So my writing is my contribution, and I'd like to now invite you to consider your contribution and how you can offer higher levels of consciousness to the world, or even if you want to, but what that means for you. What that truly means for you. We need our affirmations. You know, we need to have positive, uplifting words. We absolutely need to know our intention about something. So I want to make it clear that the New Age movement has many wonderful offerings, but there comes a time when we have to move forward and move forward into the next phase, and that is what consciousness offers. The next phase of understanding ourselves, where in the New Age movement we said, okay, this is how I'm wonderful as a being. This is my connection to my guides, and this is how I'm knowing more about myself, and now I'm ready to take it further. Now I'm ready to go further in my own energy with courage, with heart, with love for myself, ownership over my energy, all with the intention of mastery, self-mastery. So I hope this has brought some good things to your awareness. I hope you feel a connection to how powerful you are, and continue to listen to the show because I will be sharing more with you in the weeks ahead, or be sure and check out the, I'll call it a library of episodes. I've done over 150 of these episodes over the course of over 2 years, and all of these are available for you for free to listen to and to feel empowered about your journey as a soul. Thank you for being here, and I will see you next time for our next live episode every Wednesday. Take good care, and I wish you the best in the days ahead. Namaste, my friend. Moment I just feel so alive, alive.
I said I can have this moment for life. This is my moment, I just feel so alive.